This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Changes to federal tax laws should have a positive impact on local farming operations. I had a chance to visit with the tax manager for Kerber, Eck, and Breckel in Litchfield, Cody DeWerf, and Cody says farmers can expect to see some rate reductions and improved exemptions when they file taxes next year for 2018.
From Nokomis, born and raised, still live there today. Been working over here at KEB for short, easier to say.
Yeah.
for about 10 years, so I went to school at SIUE. And been at KEB ever since, but still live in Nokomis.
And today we're going to be talking about some stuff that relates to agriculture and farmers, and you've got a farming background too?
I do. Dad farms in the Nokomis area and, you know, get out and help him in the fields and planting and harvest season mainly. So able to see the farming world in person sometimes.
Awesome. Well, it's nice to have a local face here to visit with today. And so the main topic why you're here, we're going to talk about some changes to tax law, we'll call it, specifically that are going to be affecting farmers and their farming operations. There's kind of a few different categories that we've kind of separated it out into. I guess we'll start off with some of the reporting. There's been some changes there, maybe some benefits to farmers.
Yeah, most of the things are positive in the bill. A lot of people have probably seen the headlines anyway, but everything, for the most part, is positive. The income rates are essentially coming down. Under the old rates, it ventured anywhere from 10 to 39.6. Now it's 10 to 37, but there's different tiers of tax brackets, and those essentially stay the same, but the rates, for the most part, everyone will see a 3% reduction in overall rates.
Reductions are usually a good thing.
Yeah, never a bad thing when things are coming down.
So we'll take all the help we can get. Anything else in that section?
A lot of main things that will affect the agriculture area is the depreciation updates. Most of the things that they've changed will take effect in 18. One of the things that actually will affect the 17 tax filing season is thing they put in 100% bonus depreciation, which means you can elect to write off a full asset, new or used, and that's only if it's purchased after September 27th. And those can range from anything from your typical farm machinery and trucks all the way up to grain bins and even barns and machine sheds. So that's one thing, and that's after September 27th through 2022, that'll take effect. The other thing in the depreciation area, they're essentially getting it to where things can be written off quicker. Under the old way, it was a 7-year write-off. They've changed that now to where it's a 5-year write-off. And the other thing is the Section 179 limitation. They've increased that as well. So under the old way, it used to be $510,000. They've increased that to $1 million. So essentially the overwhelming theme here is quicker write-offs to get that deduction sooner rather than later.
When you talk about depreciation, could you explain that in a little more detail? I'm not involved in accounting every day. I know we've got people listening, so I kind of have an understanding of what it is, but what does that mean for the farmer in terms of maybe dollars, or what does that do for them?
It's essentially those real tangible pieces of equipment that's purchased. So whatever dollar amount you're paying for that asset, you're essentially getting to write that off dollar for dollar and offset your other, you know, agricultural income, as well as your other income if you have that, for that matter. So it's essentially, if you pay $1,000 for a piece of machinery, you depreciate that over five years now, and that's just a flat dollar for dollar write off against your other income.
Okay. All right. So that kind of covered equipment, and we talked a little bit about reporting. I know there was also changes to estate tax rules. Are we ready to move into those, or you still have other things to tell us about?
There's a couple other things to mention that's new that people won't be familiar with. They've put in what's called a business income deduction. They're going to give you a deduction up to 20% of your business income. So essentially, instead of paying tax on 100% of your income, you'll get down to about an 80% income rate that you'll be paying tax on. So rather than 100%, you're at the end of the day, you'll be paying tax on 80% of that business income. So
another nice break.
Yeah, always good. The other thing would be changes to the C corporations. C corporations are a separate tax-paying entity. They used to have kind of a tiered tax rate system, much like the individuals, where it went from 15 all the way to 35. It's now just going to be a flat 21% rate. So some people in this area could actually see a little bit of a bump from 15 to 21 on that first 50,000 of income, but overall we're seeing simplification as well as lower rates in that area as well.
What qualifies as a C corporation? I mean, is that like a farm or what?
Anybody can be a C corporation. It isn't specifically tied to farming. It's just a tax election you can make. It's a separate tax-paying entity, whereas that business income deduction I mentioned, that's only tied to flow-through entities or a sole proprietorship, which is a Schedule F or a Schedule C. Again, not specifically tied to farming, but anybody can benefit from that.
Sure. Okay. Now maybe we can move on to the estate tax. I know this has been kind of a hot topic lately. It's been discussed on what's going to happen, and it's a big, important topic for farm families because people inheriting the ground, equipment, that's big assets. So I guess, Cody, fill us in on the changes.
Sure. Yeah, you know, a lot of farmers in the area don't consider themselves wealthy, you know, from a liquid perspective, but the farm ground in the area does have some real quite high value for this area especially. Through 2017, the exemption, you could have $5.6 million per person that wasn't subject to estate tax, so you could have up to $5,600,000 of asset value and not pay federal estate tax. They've now increased that from 2018 through, I believe, 2025. So it jumps from $5.6 million all the way up to $11.2 million per person.
Another, I think, a benefit for farmers and farm families. I don't know if you can tell us the dollar amount. I know there's certain laws on, like, if you're passing on money to your family members, is there a certain dollar amount that's not taxable that you can, far as inheritance goes? Or
that's that exemption, the $11.2 million. Okay. So if you have cash, land, all that goes into one bucket, mm-hmm. And if the total value of that is under $11,200,000 now, then there's no federal estate tax ramifications of that.
Okay.
There still could be some Illinois issues, but from
federally,
a strictly federal perspective, $11,200,000 of asset value is not subject to transfer taxes.
Okay, Cody, thanks for the update. I guess it is tax season, or we're pretty soon going to be there, going to need to be filing. So, KEB, do you offer those services?
That's correct. Yep, we're there. I think the doors are open 8 to 5, but we're there much, much longer, but before 8 and well after 5. So we're always available, and anytime you need to call, number's 217-324-6611.
And accepting appointments now, do you recommend calling now or waiting?
The sooner the better. Obviously, the early part of the year, we're still ramping up, so we have more availability this time. As we get into the heart of the season, we're always crunched, but we're always available to help.
Cody DeWerf, tax manager for KEB in Litchfield. And if you have questions or would like to schedule a tax appointment, again, that phone number is 217-324-6611. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.